All right, we're ready?
All right, let's do it.
Yeah.
Now let's do it.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley, an iHeartRadio podcast.
We are so excited to be here. We have one of my very favorite people in the studio, Robin Lively.
Yeah.
Woo!
She came in, she brought McDonald's french fries.
Well, you know it.
Because we share a love for Mickey D's.
That's how we knew we were like meant for each other.
I know. I feel like you're one of my soul mates from just our love for McDonald's. But you, Robin's one of those people, like, you know when you need a good hug, there are certain people that give like really good hugs. I'm like, I could use a Robin hug. But I haven't seen you in so long.
I know.
So I got a good one today.
That's nice. Oh,
well, the guy at the door almost got a really good hug.
A guy was walking out in front of me and she saw me and like reacted and got
I was
so
like and he looked at me like, what?
Yeah, so he's like arms wide open, ready for it.
I was like, sorry guy.
Yeah.
Not girl behind you.
I just can't believe when Amy was like, we should have Robin on, I couldn't believe that we hadn't thought about this before.
Yeah. What were you thinking?
I don't know. You're everything we need on this podcast. We need advice from you. Tawny and I are struggling and just like dating in general. And
you're happily married.
You have like a happy marriage. Mm-hmm. Y'all like each other. You love each other.
Yes.
You go to Disneyland together.
Yes.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're trying to find that.
Hey, I'm going to help you.
Yeah, we need your help. Jumping right into it, I tweeted about this and I said I was going to talk about it on the next podcast. But I like go back and forth of deleting the dating apps. Like I'll be on them. And then I get bored, and I delete it. And then I'll get bored, and then I'll re-download it. Okay. So I haven't, nothing's really come of it other than I just delete it and re-download. That's the most action. But I matched with this cute guy. He was a hockey player on Hinge, and I'm talking to him, and it was a rainy day. I'd been, like, organizing my office space, and he was
the best day ever.
My worst nightmare. I hate doing that stuff. But I thought, I'll make good use of my time today. And so he asked, this guy was like, well, what are you doing today? And I said, well, I'm cleaning out my office space, catching up on Grey's Anatomy. Like, what are you doing? And he said, oh, Grey's Anatomy. I love Grey's. I've watched a few episodes myself today. And I was like, that's suspicious. Like, first of
all. Can I just time out for a quick second?
Okay.
You're on a dating app? Like, I'm so confused right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to 2018.
Yeah.
This is so not where I'm going to be helpful here, but
no,
wait. Don't worry, this is,
So you're on like random dating apps, so you're just,
so this is the problem though, so this is,
I wish that you guys could see Robin's face right now, because that was
I'm so confused right now,
okay. So he says he watched Grey's Anatomy, and I'm like, that's kind of strange, like that's not really normal, I guess, all respect
and
to
so
men who watch Grey's Anatomy.
Are you using like an alias or something?
No, it's like connected through your Facebook, and so it kind of matches you with people who you might have mutual friends on Facebook with. So
yeah,
there's a little bit of, this guy did not have matching friends with me, which should have been red flag number one.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I thought it was weird, and so I found the real hockey player on Instagram. Like I typed in his name and found him on Instagram. And so I messaged him and I said, are we talking on Hinge or am I being catfished? And he was like, you're being catfished.
Stop it.
Not on Hinge. But I've been talking back and forth with him.
I was going to say, like, this is a terrible story, but like now you met a hockey player and I'm going to totally use this.
Yeah. He lives in Canada and like across the country. However, Tanya, after I told her, she was like, this is an amazing pickup line.
This is an amazing pickup line. Like, we should all do this.
Yeah.
Like, find any, like, cool guy on Instagram and be like, am I talking to you on Bumble or am I being catfish? Little does he know
good.
I'm not even on Bumble.
Like, hey, by the way.
Yeah. And then you start, like, are you taught, like, can you give a little back and forth of what you guys are talking
about? So he asked where I was from and I told him where I live.
Perfect.
And
right?
then he told me where he lives and plays hockey, and then he was like, are you ever in New York?
Oh my gosh! It's so
genius!
Good!
This is genius.
I know, and it was so unintentionally genius. Like, I wish I had just done it with the, like, thought of...
Are you ever in New York? Why? Because it's like a hop, skip, and a jump from Toronto?
It's close to where he lives, yeah.
Do you want to go out next week?
Oh, you're
I'm in Mexico.
Dang it.
Well, we can make a trip, but I mean, it hasn't really gotten to the point where I'm like, oh, I want to come see you.
Are you interested in him?
I think he's cute. I know nothing else.
Let's look at him.
So, it's so good. This is so good. This
is guys,
so good.
Have you guys talked about stuff besides the catfishing?
No, I mean, like, it's been very, I'll read you the DM.
Oh, I love it.
Are we talking on Hinge or am I being catfish? He said catfish with the laughing emoji.
Oh my God.
Where are you from? I can't believe people do that. What do people get out of it? I said, wow, just more affirmation to delete all these dating apps. I said, I'm from Louisiana, but I live in Los Angeles. You? And he said, I'm from where he's from and lived there for the summer. I play hockey in Buffalo. Oh, so that's New York.
Yeah.
That's why he was asking about New York. Are you ever in Montreal or New York? I said, I'm in New York every few months. Are you ever in LA? He said, not until next season, but shoot me a message when you're in New York. I'm there a lot during the summer.
Unreal.
It's on.
It's so on.
Let's see what he looks like.
Oh, that's right. So,
this is like in the movies when like people are like, oh, we accidentally met on Catfish or whatever.
Catfish
like,
isn't an app.
Yeah, never mind. It's like
it's a process.
Accidentally catfish and found my husband. Oh my God.
So yeah,
Babe Town.
I was like, Tanya, you should try this just like off the, try it without it actually happening.
I'm going to make a list. I'm literally going to make a list. That's going to be my job for the next 2 days. And then on our next podcast, I will lob out some of those. Am I talking to you on Tinder or am I being catfished?
How did you message him? I don't know this world.
On Instagram. Yeah.
Oh. Well,
I just found the real guy.
He's a babe.
Okay, but you have a new technique that you're trying now.
Yeah. So mine's not going out as well as Becca's. But do you know what the Discover feed is on Instagram?
No.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, okay. Yes, you do. You just don't know it's called a Discover feed.
So you go on your Instagram and there's like that little search thing.
The little microscope or whatever. Yeah. You click on that.
So that's you're called your Discover feed. And that's based off of, it's like a accumulated.
It uses like an algorithm to suggest
based
posts
on people that you like, based on photos that you like and people that you follow, they pull people that you don't know or follow. So I found this really cute guy on my Discover feed, and I just messaged him, and I said,
"Well, it wasn't. We talked it out before. Yeah, it wasn't as spontaneous. And we were like, what are the pros? What are the cons?'
Yeah, I mean, I definitely didn't just like do it. I talked about it a lot before I did it. But I messaged him and I said, "Hey, I found you on my Discover feed. I saw that you went because he went to the same college as me. Yeah. So I said, "Oh, so I thought you went to U of A as well. Like, I just wanted to say hi." So good, right?
Yeah.
Easy breezy.
Yeah, he messaged me right back, like, hey, what's up? And then we started talking. Conversation went nowhere. Didn't really ask me much. And then he just stopped talking to me.
But so, did you end it with a, did you ask him a question or did you leave him with an answer? Oh, like
he asked me where I lived. And I said, I live on the west side with like an upside down, the upside down smiley, because it's like everyone hates the west side because it's so far. Yeah. And then just silence.
You didn't ask him.
Yeah, you didn't give him anything to respond to.
Right.
But if a guy wants to talk to you, he'll try and come up with a conversation.
She's right about that.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, but it also, you can't be like, he didn't respond. I mean, he could have initiated a conversation, but he doesn't know. I mean, this is what I said about Tim Tebow. I think y'all need to meet in person. We're trying to set, we want Tanya with Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
I love Robin. Yeah, seriously.
I should have just gone along with that. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a football player turned baseball player. Yeah. He's just a really great, strong Christian.
He has his own foundation. Yeah. He throws a prom every year for people with special needs.
Oh, I love it.
I went to it this year and like it made me love him even more.
Oh my God. Gosh, let's do it. How can we do it?
Well, they've been set up through, they've texted a few times.
Oh, he's so cute.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
So that's who we're rooting for. But maybe you can help us with this, how to move things forward. Okay. So the texting's not really going anywhere. We've tried some different things and just fallen flat.
The way that I got his number was really awkward and unconventional.
Yeah. You've never met him?
No, we did it all through the,
y'all have met.
Yes, yes. Long, long, long time ago.
Okay.
We kind of like met through the Honor with Ryan Seacrest morning show.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I said he was my celebrity crush, so Ryan's like, why don't we make this happen? So we had him call in to talk about the prom, and then he kind of was like asking him like compatibility questions with me.
Okay.
So it was like all fun and games. The first conversation was super fun, light, and he was like, oh, Tanya's going to be at the prom. Hopefully you guys can meet. you know, so he was like, yeah, I'd love to meet you, Tanya. Bye. Great. Then the prom comes and his plane got stuck in like Oklahoma or something. So he never made it. Oh. So then Ryan's like, no, I need to make something happen. This is like, so he gets him back on the phone. And then he's like, you know, I really wanted you to meet Tanya. We think you guys are make a really good match.
Oh my gosh.
Some poor really guy.
Put him on the spot.
Yeah. So he's like, I'd love for you guys to exchange phone numbers or something. So that's how I got his phone number.
Oh. Yeah, that's a little awkward.
Yeah.
But that's what, and Tanya has admitted, we've talked about this. I don't feel like, even though people think I'm so mean to Tanya sometimes or harsh with you.
Right.
You have admitted texting is not your best.
I am not a good texter. I'm much better in real life.
Yeah.
So we got to figure out how to have them meet.
You have to meet. Yeah. Because texting is so, I just think it's the downfall of dating. Yeah. I really do.
But and if you haven't met someone and don't know their personality, how they're texting, right. It makes it difficult.
It really does.
So he was, I guess, in town the other night. And she's like, why hasn't he texted me and asked me to go get a drink or something? And I'm like, he needs to, y'all have to meet.
You
this
do.
Texting's not.
No.
Yeah.
No.
The problem is like, I don't
upside
go out.
Faces. Yes. I mean.
Can't believe so bad. That one just, didn't lock in.
Yeah. I can't believe the upside down smiley didn't really set him over the edge.
He was like, upside down face. No.
Yeah, he's all west side and upside down face. She's out. Well, but how
it's
do
it's a slow burn, you know, with the Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
But wait, you haven't, you told me you have, you're going to try a new technique, like at the grocery store.
Oh, no. So I actually did this.
Oh.
It didn't work out because, well, okay, so I was at the grocery store a couple days ago, and I saw this guy pull up, and he was really cute. Mm-hmm. I saw him, like, in the, you know, in the parking lot. So then I go in. I'm grocery shopping. I look kind of look gross. I just gone to the gym. And I see him again. He walks past me, and he smells like heaven.
Mm.
And I was like, this is my way in. So I, like, turn around really fast, and I was like, oh, what's – can I ask you what your cologne you're wearing? I need to get some for my brother. And he was on the phone. And that's what I didn't know. So he was on the phone. So he turned and he was like, Maki, Yasi Maki.
Oh, Issey Miyake.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. And then he kind of kept walking. So it didn't
is
really
have good taste.
So it didn't really work out so well. I didn't really strike up a conversation, but I stored it in the back of my head. And I was like, this is a good opening line when I meet someone at a grocery store.
Oh, Easton's. I was going to say, I feel like we need to ask a guy.
Is that a good move?
Yeah. I think that's a great move.
Yeah. Because people like to smell. Like, I love when people tell me I smell good.
Yeah.
Okay, that's something I've always kind of wanted to know because I love smells, and every now and again someone will smell really nice, and I feel like saying, "Wow, you smell really nice." I can't figure out if that's a creepy thing or not for me to say.
No, it's not.
I'm not creeped out at all. I feel like that fear though is legitimate with all the stuff going on in Hollywood, and if anyone says it compliments anything, it's like, am I being creepy or is this
right?
Allowed?
Right.
I love it. It's like one of my favorite compliments.
Because you make an effort to smell nice.
I know. I shower every day and I spray
spritz
perfume.
It like up over my head. And I let it just run down on me so it's not too overpowering.
Yeah. Oprah told me you have to walk into it. You spray a cloud and walk into it.
Sometimes you go up over your head, but then you spray in front of you and then you walk into it.
Yeah.
I always spray it straight on me. Is that too strong?
A little too strong.
Oh. Yeah, maybe lighten
spray
it up a little
in
bit.
Front, walk.
Oh, geez.
Or you spray one wrist and then rub them together and then hit your neck. That's another way I was taught.
Well, Easton knows.
You should stop people at the grocery store and tell them how to apply their cologne. That's what
I'm like,
that's nice.
Maybe try walking through this next time. It's a little strong.
I want to talk about ideas of approaching strangers because I do think it's funny of things that I would do versus things that I would not.
Well, yeah, I think people get like, I think we were talking about this the other day with like Lauren and Ashley. It's like you see cute guys like just out in real life and everybody gets so like paralyzed. They don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like you can strike up a conversation without being super forward. You know, like you can do some of these things.
Yeah. Well, if they have a dog, that makes it very easy. You can walk up unless you don't like dogs and that's not easy. It's
right.
Run.
You compliment their shoes.
Yeah. But shoes is a little bit, you know, might leave them, I don't know. You're like, oh, nice.
Shoes.
Nikes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Robin says no. Robin, how did you meet Bart? Okay, can I talk about Bart and who he is?
Yeah,
because it's like one of
course.
My favorite things.
Yes.
So Bart Johnson is Robin's husband, which we're going to get to this later. Yeah.
We just give like really we give good guys a round of applause here.
Yeah, and he is. I love it. Amazing. He deserves it. Like, y'all are one of my favorite couples together. So but he is Coach Bolton from High School Musical.
Mm-hmm.
And every time y'all go somewhere and get stopped, and he like video or post it, it is the funniest thing ever because people go crazy.
People are like obsessed with that.
Obsessed.
Franchise? Is it called franchise?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But how did y'all? When did y'all meet? How did y'all meet? What was opening line?
What was your opening line?
It's way too long of a story, but it's such a good one. We don't have the time to tell it, so I'll try to give like the short version of it because it's such a great story. He ended up doing a movie with my dad. I don't know, 20 something years ago. It was his first film as an actor, and my dad's like this veteran actor. My dad was playing like the sergeant cop, and my husband was playing the rookie cop in Mi Familia. And he went home to my dad went home to my mom, and he said, "Well, I just met my future son-in-law." Now, at the time, I was in a relationship. Like I was always in a relationship. Mm-hmm. I wasn't like a serial dater. When I worked on projects, I would meet cute actors and I would always end up falling for my co-stars. Like, it was just inevitable. That was just because who else am I going to meet? You know, it's
and you're
hard.
You're close to those people. You're
you do. And they're handsome and they're charming and I'm with them all the time.
Right.
And I ended up in relationships a lot with my co-stars. Anyway.
Yeah, that's a whole nother world that we should get into after the love story.
Oh my gosh. It was just, I couldn't help it. Yeah. Anyway. So, my dad never said anything to me about this. But so he said, "Oh, I have a daughter I want you to meet." Told this to Bart. But anyway, I guess what Bart, so Bart told me that some time had passed and I walked into, my dad had an acting studio at the time as well. He taught acting classes and he said, "Oh, you know, come, you know, I want you to come and teach some of the classes and help me out." And I walked in to do something and he saw me and he said, "That's the girl I'm gonna marry," and he told his best friend. True story. And this went on for years. I guess he felt this way about me and I didn't know anything about it, and he was kind of just like a part of our family for years because he helped my dad with acting classes. He became really close with my family and my little sister, and he would bribe her at Baskin Robbins to find out like the scoop with whoever I was dating, you know. And he would like get dressed up whenever I was around, and Blake would be like, "New shoes, Bart," like bust him all the time because she would know, you know, what he was doing. But anyway,
how are you so oblivious to this whole time?
I had no idea. Because
did you think like, were you interested in him at all? Or
no.
Did you think of him as like just a part of your family?
Yeah, part of my family. He was just like Bart. He was just, you know, nice guy. I don't know. I was working a lot and I was in a relationship,
right.
Mm-hmm. Or whatever I was doing, I just wasn't paying any attention to him at all. And so this goes on for years, I guess. But listen, he had relationships. It wasn't like he was just stalking me.
But you were always the one in his head.
Yeah. Yeah. And so anyway, some years pass and then he kind of plants the seed one night and tells me he thinks we're right for each other. And I was like, "What is he talking about? This is insane," right? I was like, I wasn't expecting it. I go off to do a show in Georgia called Savannah, and they're replacing the guy who's playing this is such a long story.
No, I love this.
Yeah.
So he's replacing the guy that's playing opposite me, and he auditions for the part, and he goes like all the way to the end, like tests for it, and he's like, "Oh, this is how it's gonna happen. We're gonna end up together." You know, and he's like, because I always fall for my co-stars and I was single at the time and he doesn't get it. So some time passes and he's trying to plan this get together at his family's place in Utah. And they're like, "Oh, yeah, I don't think Robin can come because she's going to be with her boyfriend." And then he's like, "Her boyfriend? Who's she dating?" "Oh, her co-star on the show."
That he didn't get.
No, right. He's like, "Oh my gosh, he stole my part and he stole my girl." He was so mad. So I ended up dating the guy because that's what I did. But it ended up really working out to his benefit because the guy just, such a bad situation.
Yeah.
And it made me realize the next year that I dated this guy, it was such a nightmare. it just made me realize really what I deserved and what I didn't want in my life. And I remember then the following year, us all being together with Bart and his family. We planned it the next year. And I'm going through this checklist of the things that I wanted in my life, the things I deserved and the things I didn't want and the way I was being treated and how wrong it was. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't deserve this. I don't deserve being treated this way. And why am I putting up with this? And how have I allowed myself to be treated this way? And why am I dating someone like this that's treating me this way?
Yeah.
And I'm starting to think about all of the things that are important to me in my life and for my future mm-hmm. and all the things that I want. And then suddenly I look and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's him. And he's like right in front of my face. It was so crazy the way it happened.
Yeah.
And he had planted that seed years before. And then there he was. And his family and him. And I was like, oh. And then he was so cute. Like he wasn't that cute before, as cute. He was always cute. But he was really cute then, you know?
Yeah.
But it was just like this magic moment where I was like, oh, here. There he is. And it was just amazing. And then I started flirting with him and he had no idea what to do with himself.
He was like, wait, I've been prepared for this.
Yeah. And so after that, it was just like, that was it. Like, he was it. He was it. And I was supposed to go back to Georgia to meet the guy that I was dating like early before we started shooting. And I just blew him off. I was like, see you, sucker.
What was the time? So when you guys started dating until you got married, like how long was that? Was it fairly quick?
It was like a year and a half.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That gives me a lot of hope because maybe I've already met the guy and it just takes time to before
I'm telling you, it really was like I saw him with new eyes. Like, and he was so cute. I never had looked at him like that before. Right.
It's such a Ross and Rachel story.
Mm-hmm.
It's very Ross and Rachel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like...
Well, he like pined for her. Like he like always wanted like did it. He dressed up for remember the prom
and then she left with the other guy
and then all of a sudden she's like, oh,
it's you. Yeah. Like it's you. I didn't even see you before and now I see you because I just wasn't in the right place. Yeah, I just was. I and it was actually worked out great that I was dating this guy who was treating me so awful because then I realized really what I deserved and what I wanted. I just had to kind of go through that, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I love that. Wait, so how old were you when you like had that epiphany that Bart, when y'all started dating?
Like 25.
Okay. We're a little bit past that. It's okay. It's okay. don't be discouraged. You planted the seed with Tim. It just happened a little bit.
Look at her face. Well, she's shuffling through papers.
Moving on to something a little more. Smiley.
Yeah, smiley. Let's talk about smiley things.
That was were you prepared for that long story? I don't know how to give the short version.
No, I mean,
sorry.
I love it.
So I think it's like, I think that you learn something new from every, you know what I mean? Like you're in a successful, like happy relationship. And I think it's cool to like hear people's stories.
Right.
And our listeners like to hear how people met.
I'll tell you though, our marriage is so great. And we've been married for 18 years. And it's not without, we haven't certainly have had our challenges. Mm-hmm. And you have to go through those things, like, honestly, but because we've stuck it out, I mean, there were definitely times where, you know, listen, we've been through it.
Yeah.
Right.
But because we didn't say, oh, forget it, like, there's something better.
Yeah.
Or, and we've stuck through it. Oh, my gosh. I can't imagine, you know, having said, forget this. Like, this isn't what I wanted. Because now we've gone through so many things. And now it's like, I still have such a crush on him, you know?
Aww.
Like, we've gone through so much. It's true. But also because, and I will tell you this, you need to look for someone who has a great family.
Yeah.
Because that is so key. Because that really makes up who the person is.
Yeah.
Is who their family is. And he's got the most extraordinary family.
Yeah.
The most.
I feel like you both do. Well, I mean, you both have like strong, close families.
Yeah. It's like, look at who their friends are, mm-hmm. look at who their family is, mm-hmm. and you're going to know a lot about who they are.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
Well, that gives me a lot of hope. I feel good about this. I needed that. I needed that story.
Mm-hmm. Me too. You never know. You know, took her a couple years to come around.
Yeah.
Tim.
Tim, it's going to take Tim. Maybe it'll take Tim a few years to come around.
Yeah, yeah.
But he will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you should just meet him first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because you might not even, what if you meet him? I know. And then like,
oh.
Yeah. You're all
you
like,
never know.
Oh, yeah. I liked it better.
What I had in my head.
Yeah, what right. I had in my head. Let's talk about Quip. Have you ever heard of Quip toothbrush? It's an electric toothbrush.
No.
Oh, yeah,
she hasn't heard of like
Tim. I mean, I didn't discover feed.
I didn't even know who Tim Tebow was.
Yeah.
Well, Quip is an electric toothbrush, and it's a vibrating toothbrush, so it gives you a very thorough clean whilst brushing your teeth.
Whilst.
That's my word I've been trying to incorporate.
And then like vibrates when you're supposed to change sections.
Oh yeah.
So like times it out for
new.
You.
I mean, they have toothbrushes like this.
Yeah, they do.
But
however,
are they this good looking?
They look like Apple designed them. It's so pretty. I'm like proud to take my toothbrush out. Like you have to brush your teeth in public a lot because
all the time because I have Invisalign.
Yeah.
So I'm constantly like brushing my teeth and my braces. It's really hot.
Okay.
But you'd be proud to pull out the Quip and brush your teeth. I think my biggest problem before I got Quip was not brushing my teeth long enough. Like, I didn't realize how much longer I was supposed to be brushing it.
And tell Robin about how they send you a new...
How
often do you change out your brush head?
Oh.
Be honest.
Yeah, be honest.
I thought it was like every 6 months.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be 3 months.
It's every 3 months.
Yeah.
And Quip sends you, they have a subscription plan, and they'll send you new brush heads every 3 months for just $5. And it includes free shipping. So
I'm
you don't have to
it.
Go out and buy it. Yeah. I wish I can pull it up for you.
I
want to
see. You can pull it up. But why don't I pull it up and you tell them what they need to do to get it?
To get a Quip.
But true. I don't go 6 months. I'm just saying. I thought it was 6 months, but I do.
I probably do 6 months.
Oh, yeah. I mean, honestly, before they started sending them to me, I don't even know. It's probably gross. Like,
it's gross.
It makes me feel gross. And I feel like last week we did like a friend test, like how well we know each other.
Yeah.
And it was like, what's Becca's favorite feature about herself? And I said, my teeth. And apparently I haven't even been taking as good care of them as I need to.
Are you flossing?
Oh, yeah.
Try to do that.
Ooh.
It's a good looking brush, huh?
Yeah. See?
Yeah, it's sleek.
I wouldn't be embarrassed.
Comes in all sorts of colors, too.
Yeah,
rose
I love it. The rose gold is nice.
Basically, it's the Tesla of toothbrushes.
It really is. Dang.
Mm-hmm. So Quip starts at just $25. If you go to getquip.com/Becca right now, you'll get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. Robin's looking at photos of her right now. She's really enjoying it. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/Becca. That's spelled getquip.com/Becca. All right.
You guys harmonized.
Yeah. It's a thing.
I go up, she goes down.
Yeah. I guess we had switched it and we were both going up, and one of our listeners was like, you used to harmonize, and now y'all are doing the same.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. So they really keep us in check.
Yeah, they really do.
What if we could do a three-part harmony if I jumped in there?
Yeah, next one.
Becca!
So what are you doing? You go high.
Yeah, I go, Becca!
Let's try it. One,
ready,
two,
go.
Three.
Becca!
Or something like
not
that.
Not bad.
That's pretty good.
Wow, yeah. I thought that sounded great.
Yeah. Let's do that when we do Wink.
Okay, yeah. Well, we have two more left. Yeah. We have Wink and we have BarkBox, so...
Should we do some emails?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so let me preface with this. We have the best listeners
ever in the world.
We have a Facebook group and we just had it for the past couple weeks, but it is if I'm having a bad day, I'll go on the Facebook group because everyone talks to each other and they're from all over the country, different countries, and they are like, anyone from here, or I'm struggling with this, what do you think? And people respond. It's like,
yeah. They like respond to each other. It's so everything.
So great.
Yeah.
But they also send us emails and ask for our guidance, which when it comes to dating stuff, it's actually hilarious. But we try to do our best. I feel like we give good advice even though we're single.
Yeah. Because
we've been through it maybe.
Yeah. And you know,
or
they
it's
say
easy from the outside.
It's easy from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're going to help.
Okay.
And you're going to give a different perspective.
Totally. Love it.
So Mark's not here today. We miss him.
Oh,
but since Mark's not here, With your permission, I'd like to step in and be the email reader.
Please.
I've been practicing for this quite a
while. Which one are you going to read first?
Well, I mean, there's so many good ones. There's one about the last name.
Oh, yeah. Let's start with that one.
Let's start with that.
Yeah.
So I feel very bad for this person because this is a real, real tough situation. This is from Kelsey. She says, I'm in love with my boyfriend and I know he's the one. The only thing I don't love is his last name. I've talked to him about it without trying to offend him, which he understands, but he's traditional and he knows he wants to keep it. His hope is that I will change mine and he understands if I want to keep it. I love the idea of taking someone's last name. I just struggle so much with this. He has told me before that he was made fun of for his last name several times in school when he was younger. Cashiers and waitresses also comment on it when they see his name on his credit card. I hate to sound so harsh about someone I love everything about, but it's just how I feel. What do you think? Is it possible I'll get over it if I take his name, or should I stick with my own? I love listening to your podcast. Lots of love and luck in the dating world from Kelsey.
Yeah, you did such a good job. Yeah. Did we get to know the last name? I'm so
I'll
show it to you,
but
we can't say it. Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh. In my opinion, it's not that bad.
There's a lot worse last names.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I'd take it. If you found a good guy, take the last name and wear with pride, girl. That is my advice. Robin seems to think no.
Okay, here's the other thing. We have, I just recently heard a story about someone who just recently got married and she's going through the process of changing the last name. And it's been a nightmare, just the process of trying to change the last name on identification, passport, all that. And so now she wanted to just be like, forget it. I don't even care. I'm not going to change it. But now she's too far in to back out. So she has to go through with it. So not only is it like so much work to do it, but if you really don't like it or feel embarrassed by it, it's like, wow.
Oh, this is such a tough one, I have to say.
Well, are you legal? Because I know on your show.
Because I'm looking at the last
name. Say what you want.
Yeah.
I would really have to think about this because, oh gosh. Well, my last name, what were you asking me about?
I was going to ask, I know you're Robin Lively, but are you legally?
Yeah, Johnson. So what I did was I kind of moved my last name to my middle name because I'm still Lively. That's my maiden name and my professional name.
Yeah.
So it just keeps it simple.
Right.
It simplifies everything. But because I have kids and we're a family, I want us to be one unit, you know, so I don't want them to be like, oh, you're Lively and we're Johnson. That's weird. So I get it. This is really, this is a tough one.
So on all your legal documents and your kids, it's Johnson, but professionally it's Lively.
Mm-hmm. But Lively is still on my legal documents.
Right.
So it is, there is, so I didn't totally lose my name.
Right.
Whole identity is, you know, growing up was Lively, so that is kind of hard, you know.
Yeah.
I understand that because this is who you are.
Yeah.
So I did kind of just slid it into the middle name there.
That's what I'm doing too when I get married.
Me too, because I love my last name.
I love it too.
I think it's cute, and I feel like it can, like, stand on its own as a middle name maiden name.
Yeah.
But I see the struggle.
I see it too.
Because I'm traditional and I'm the same way. Like, I want to take my, I'm going to be
too.
So proud to take my husband's last name. But
this is a tough last name, Kelsey.
The one thing I kind of like about this is that it doesn't sound like he's pressuring her either way. Like,
right.
That would cause more problems. Mm-hmm. He's leaving it up to her and because he kind of understands his last name is somewhat problematic.
Yeah.
But he's probably been so insecure about this last name his whole life.
It.
Like, how amazing is that if she's like,
I don't care.
You know what?
Like, I
love you so much. Like, I will take that last name and I will rep it with pride and we will make a blank family full of this last name. Like, that's probably going to make him feel so good. And he's never probably felt that way ever about his last name.
That I'm thinking of is like the kids, and then the kids are gonna have to grow up with a name, and then what was it like for him growing up with a name?
He said it was awful.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And then the kids are gonna have to go through that. That's embarrassing.
I know, but then if the kids don't have a weird last name, then they're gonna have a weird zit on their forehead that they're gonna get made fun of. You know what I mean? Like, they're gonna get made fun of for something.
I don't know if last name's comparable to a zit.
What could you put? I mean, what's what's the solution here, though? You know, like,
yeah,
he's not going to change his last name. He's
maybe
not,
he takes hers.
He would never do that.
Yeah, no. I don't.
We're talking about him like
I know.
He would never do that.
He would never do that. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe she just uses, like, maybe. I'm less concerned about her having the last name. It's like the future kids.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I'm saying.
Like, she could have her maiden name and use that for professional, you know, like, she could use her maiden name for professional reasons and have that on legal stuff. But her kids.
That's what I'm saying.
That's going to be their maiden name.
I don't know what the solution is here. This is a sticky situation. I love what you're saying,
I
though.
Know, yeah.
It sounds great. Like,
I mean,
oh,
I grew up with the last
you.
Name that my last name is Radisavljevic. It's like a tongue twister.
Yeah, but
it's
a 13
Serbian
is different.
It's like,
yeah,
a,
yeah.
But it was still hard. Everybody would butcher it the first day of school. I was always the one. And they would get the paper and they go, oh, and they'd butcher it, and everybody would laugh. So it's like, I totally know what it's like to, like, you know,
this is a little different.
No.
Yeah, my wife's maiden name is Drinkert, and so, you know, it sounds like drinker, and her email was, when she was at UC Santa Cruz, was a drinker at UCSC,
because
her first name's Allison, and there wasn't enough characters to have that extra T, so that was
a
problematic.
Drinker. I can imagine.
A drinker.
So she was thrilled to get married.
I'm sure.
And
yeah.
Get rid of the last name. I think, you know, if I have to render a verdict here,
yes.
Okay,
do it, Easton.
I say take the name. Take the name,
I'm
own it.
You.
And when you raise your children, kind of make it like you might have some problems with this name, but know that that's not who you are. You're a proud Schwarzenegger in this case. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry. it's something that kind of builds character. I don't think there's a lot worse last names than this one.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? Yeah. After hearing that, I agree. I think it's like you raise your kids saying, like, this is who you are. We are proud. We are a strong family of these people. And if anyone has a problem with it, you send them to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I really don't think there's any way around this, because it's going to create a divide.
Yeah. And you don't want your kids to have like a separate last name. I don't
know.
No,
because she would be the only one without the name, because the kids are going to have his last name, because it's the way it is.
Right.
What are they going to do? Take her last name? That's not going to happen.
Right.
Kelsey, take it.
Take the name.
Take it, Kelsey. That's the verdict.
With pride. Take it with pride.
Yeah. Oh, can we do Aaron's email?
Yes.
Robin, by the way, is not a fan.
Robin,
I think Kelsey. Internally, Robin's like, don't take the last name, Kelsey.
Kelsey. At least he's a great guy, because really that's all that matters.
Yeah, and he seems like cool with what decision you make.
He's not cool with it.
A rose by any other name.
He's at least... Yeah.
Acting like he's cool with it. He would not be cool with it if she didn't.
Who are we?
So this is Erin, who is in love with her physical therapist, if you're looking for the heading there.
Oh, yeah.
So she says, Becca, Tanya, Mark, and Easton, I love your podcast and especially love when you offer advice to your listeners. I'm almost 29 years old, have been single for 2+ years. And I'm not a huge fan of the guy, I'm not a huge fan of the whole dating app thing. In January, I met a cute guy who happens to be my physical therapist. He treated me for a hip injury for a few weeks until I found out that I needed surgery to fix it. I sent him an email from my personal email address, which includes my cell phone number and the signature, after we paused physical therapy, informing him that my orthopedist decided surgery would be the next step. I was hoping he'd take that opportunity to put my number in his phone and reach out, but maybe he's just really honoring patient-doctor confidentiality, or maybe wishful thinking. So now I'm 2 weeks out post-surgery and have resumed physical therapy with him. I have 5 more weeks with him. So my question is, how do I know if he's interested? If he doesn't make a move, how do I, once physical therapy is officially done? Help, please. Anxious to hear what all of you would recommend, because I love hearing what Mark and Easton have to contribute, especially Easton. Thanks. P.S. Tanya, theta for a lifetime.
TLAM.
I don't know what that means.
I know. Like, is that TLAM?
It means theta love and mine. It's like our thing.
Put your star in the sky.
Yeah.
Bobcat number 3.
That's right.
I had a very, like... very college experience, like sorority, Bobcat, the whole thing.
Do you know what a Bobcat is?
No, only people that went to my school know what that is.
It is a distinctly
Arizona
yeah.
I think it was like Tanya's club, like she had the John Mayer.
Oh yeah, like my made up thing.
She's
yeah.
all, we're the Bobcat. Who wants to take the lead on this one?
This is tough because I mean, I don't know. Are there Are there laws against this kind of
thing? I'm sure, yeah. But yeah. Have do you remember my knee doctor? Oh.
Denny, Izzy.
That's also a TV show.
Oh.
Well, he's not about to do anything while she's a patient.
Well, I don't think, especially working on the hip, like, yeah. Yeah. he's not gonna be, like, stretching the hip.
Remember the
like,
creepy guy that was, you know, creeping out on all the gymnasts?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely, yeah.
But he's not about to do, he can't.
Yeah. No.
Now is not the time for him to make moves.
No. So don't look for any signs right now.
But, yeah. Yeah. But I think what the first step that you should do, Aaron, is figure out if he's seeing somebody. So I actually had a knee doctor that I thought was super hot.
Mm.
And I'd gone to him like twice and I was like, I kind of got a little bit of flirty vibes, but I couldn't tell. He didn't have a ring on. But then I was like, does he, you know. And
we've learned that some men don't wear rings.
Right. Yeah. So I, shoot, now I'm trying to remember how I did it. But I figured out how to find out if he had a girlfriend. But I can't remember how I did it. It was something like, he asked me a question. I said, oh, yeah, that's a really great spot to bring your significant other. Are you seeing someone? Or, like, do you know what I mean? Like, what was it? Do you remember this?
I don't remember this. I'm sorry.
Shoot.
Did you say, I love that cologne?
No. But it was something like, oh, that's a really, it was something about, like, a place in L.A. And I was like, oh, that's a really good place to go on a date. Like, you should bring your girlfriend. Oh, do you have a girlfriend? And he was like, I do. And then I found out he had a girlfriend, so then I didn't take it any further. But
there might be an easier way to go about finding yeah, that's out. Kind of... Like, I feel like you could just be like...
What, just ask him?
Yeah, sometimes it's like, just ask.
Oh,
but I mean, so there may be a way that you could just be like, oh, mm-hmm. What are you doing this... Do you have plans this weekend as he's working on your hip? And you're just like... What?
Because he's working on your hip.
You know what? At the end of the day, when you're done with your physical therapy, you can leave a little note with the nurse and say, this is my number. Give it to the doctor and leave it to him. If he likes you, he'll contact you.
Yeah. But you're saying there's nothing in the 5 weeks that she can do.
No, right I don't think now. So. I think what now what she should do is figure out if
she can put out some vibes.
No.
She can put out, I think, like non-committal, gentle vibes. Like, oh, you're a really good physical therapist. Or, I don't know.
Oh, your
like,
hands are so firm.
No. Yeah,
my hip feels
fantastic.
Think
that one.
No. Because that's just going to make every subsequent appointment awkward.
Yeah.
True. If you do it like right now, the next 5 weeks could be really awkward.
The thing I'm concerned about for her is after the 5 weeks. Like, because you could leave a note with the nurse. That's a good one. But like, if she's not comfortable including his coworkers in it, like, do you look for him on Facebook?
Well, there's... she said she has her she has his email.
Oh, she could just send him an email then. That's what we that's what she should do.
I really enjoyed getting to know you. I didn't know if you were. I feel like she needs to find out somehow if he's single. I'm just saying. I don't know if you're. I don't. You're,
my first suggestion.
I know, but your story about it made it seem like it wasn't as like natural. Like it was.
No, it's super easy. Okay, so let's just pretend they're. Okay, you be the physical therapist, and I'm Aaron in this situation, okay?
Hey, Aaron, how are you?
I'm
are you
so great.
Oh, I didn't finish my...
Oh, okay.
Hey, Aaron. Great to see you again. How's the hip?
It's so good. Can you do what you've been doing the last couple weeks?
Yeah.
I've never been a physical therapist, so I don't know how this works, but...
Yeah.
Perfect. What'd you do this weekend, Dr. Hot?
Dr. Hot. You know, I went out with some friends and just had a pretty low key weekend.
Oh, that's awesome! Yeah, a lot of my friends actually, because it was St. Patrick's Day, they were all out with their boyfriends this weekend. Did you go out with your girlfriend this weekend?
Oh,
or were you with the guys?
I don't even think you need to do that.
Come on, that was good. That was good.
I think he'll offer it up. I think you're gonna find out. But she's got 5 weeks. I think just casual conversation, she's going to find out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he I feel like even if he's not going to make any like questionable moves because of his job,
she'll get a vibe. She'll get
you'll get
sense.
A vibe. You know when someone's like kind of at least flirty with you.
Yes.
Just by my knee doctor was conversation. Flirty with me and then he had a girlfriend.
But I'm saying if it gets to the point where you feel like he's flirty, it kind of opens up to where you can be like, oh, are you single? Like if he's acting like he's single, it allows that question. If he's like very professional, doesn't even
sorry, I just had like an epiphany. Or you could say, if he's asking you like how your week was, you can be like, oh, Aaron, this is you again. So I'm you. Oh, I just had the most horrific Tinder date. I can't believe I'm on those dating apps. Are you on any of those dating apps?
That's good.
Yeah,
that's so much
better. Then he'll be like, no, I'm in a relationship. Or he'll be like, yeah.
Oh, that's
too.
So that's much really, better. Yeah,
that's
the other one was not
smooth.
All
right, Aaron.
Right. Case closed. Right.
You went on a terrible dating app date, and you're just needing some.
Yeah, consoling.
Yeah. Need to know if anyone else is in the same boat.
Yeah. That was it. Took us a minute to get there. But
hey, we got there. That was good. I feel like we did that with Aaron. Mm,
yeah. Mm. But Aaron, please keep us posted. Mm. Email
Aaron,
us back if it works.
5 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, Easton, what's your next one?
You know, I kind of like this, the 3-day minimum from another Kelsey, spelled differently,
yeah.
but a Kelsey nonetheless.
Okay.
Kelsey writes, hi, Becca, Tanya, Mark, Easton, and Robin.
Mm.
First of all, and not that you haven't heard this before, but I love the podcast and I look forward to listening to you all every week. I hope you guys can give me some advice or thoughts on this topic. So recently I've tried to get back into the dating arena through dating apps. I was in an on-again, off-again relationship for the course of 4 years. I've since moved on and want to get myself back out there. Dating apps have been interesting, to say the least. I've gone on a handful of dates, but have not felt the need to pursue a second date with anyone so far. My friends have told me they say it takes 3 dates to find out if you're really interested in a person. I want to know your thoughts on this. Whether you think it's true or if I should be able to get a good feel on the first date. Is there something wrong with me? Or am I just new to this and I should be giving these guys more of a chance to get to know them? Much love.
Mm.
I mean, Robin took a few years to know that she was interested.
That's true. I personally think you listen. I kind of feel like you know.
Yeah.
On a first date.
I mean, I'm with you. I was going to say the same thing.
I really do. You could give it a second date, but I always kind of knew on a first date if something was there or if it wasn't. Don't you guys feel that way? I mean,
I do, but I 100%, feel like I'm so, right? I feel like I'm so harsh and like right off the bat, I'm like, I write people off.
I think that's the problem too. And I say this to my brothers-in-law as well. Like, you're too quick to write women off. Like, you need to give them a little bit because maybe you're nervous. Maybe they're nervous. Maybe they're not completely comfortable.
Yeah.
But always kind of felt like, you know, don't you?
Yeah. I always felt that way. And the thing with dating apps now is there's a lot of preliminary events before you meet them. Usually there's a lot of messaging and texting and stuff. I feel like you've almost been on 2 dates, so now more than ever the first date's fine.
You know, when you meet someone, just in general, you know, like I have chemistry with this person or I don't. Like
I even feel that way with just friends and people in general. I mean, I either like click with them or I don't.
You're like, somebody, you know a second date isn't going to change.
Yeah. Somebody once told me that you need to go on 6 dates with somebody to really know.
I'm basically engaged.
Totally. Right. If I'm going on 6 dates with someone, that's going to be my husband. That's
I am married. Our 6th day is scheduled for this weekend.
I remember I went on a date with some guy and his grammar was so bad. I'm like, you're done.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Okay, well, I've had things like that too.
I like went on a date with a guy and his nails were so long. I was like, no.
Bye.
You're not keeping up with things.
That's it.
You know what I do before every date? I have a glass of wine.
Oh, wow. Me too.
Yeah. Because it takes the edge off.
I've literally gotten to where any social outing I do, I'm like, I think I just need, I don't even like, I'm not someone who drinks often and like needs alcohol to calm down. Like, I'm not someone who goes home after a long day.
Right, same.
But before I'm going out on a date or have an event, I'm going to have some wine.
Yeah, just a little glass to take the edge off.
I put some rosé in a McDonald's cup the other night.
Yeah.
Because I was getting in an Uber and I was like, I gotta, he can't know.
I'm loving it.
Yeah. Same, Easton. I'm loving it.
But you know what the best place to get your wine in is?
Where? Yeah, I do know, actually.
Yeah.
It's Wink with a C.
Yeah. And do you know why we love it so much, Robin?
No.
Pop quiz?
I have no idea.
Because they deliver it straight to you.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're all about staying at home, not leaving the house here. It's part of the problem with our dating life, but also, you know, it gives us a lot of time of learning independence.
Yeah.
While also being on others to depending on others to bring things to us.
Yeah. But I'm like that person, like whenever I go to buy wine, I'm not a sommelier.
Yeah.
I'm not a sommelier, so I don't really know much about wine. So yeah. I get there and I'm like, there's so many options. I just never know what to do. All you have to do with Wink is they have a little test where it kind of matches you up. They ask you questions. Mm-hmm. So they know your palate. And then they send you the wine based off of your palate.
It's amazing.
Yeah, so if you don't know exactly what you like, they'll do it for you, mm-hmm. which I'm the same way. I go to the store and I'm like, what price point am I supposed to get to be respectful?
Mm-hmm.
Respectful. And each month
to myself. Am I worth a $20 bottle of
wine? Not to myself. I'm saying if I'm buying it to go to a party or something. I'm like, what am I worth? Yeah. In wine dollars. So they match it to your taste. They ship it right to your door, and it starts at just $13 a bottle.
Yeah.
They have new delicious wines. They have the super popular one is the Summer Water Rosé. That's what we had at Stagecoach last year. Our refrigerator was stocked with
I want to try that.
It's delightful. There's no membership fees. You can skip it any month, and you can cancel at any time, which is nice to know. You are not trapped. But this would be something you'd want to be trapped in.
Yeah. Or if you're going out of town and you just want to pause it for a month.
Yeah. Or if you're doing a cleanse or something.
Right, right.
Shipping is covered. And if you don't like a bottle that they send to you, they'll replace it with something you love, mm-hmm. which is awesome. But it is. It's like a little wine club that you get to be a part of when you join Wink.
Yeah.
They do all the work. They match the wines based on your taste. All you have to do is go to trywink.com/Becca. You'll get $20 off your first shipment. I don't know if y'all heard me. That's $20 off your first shipment. That's trywink.com/Becca, B-E-C-C-A, for $20 off. One more time, trywink.com/Becca.
Becca!
Oh.
I was trying to wind Robin up.
I was pointing at me, but I don't know why she's pointing at me.
She's nodding her head. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's try. trywink.com/Becca.
Becca!
Wow.
Pretty good trio.
Yeah, so basically what we told Kelsey is, you know, on a first date and get a Wink membership.
Yeah. But also, I think you have to know yourself to know if that's, if you're able to get a judge, if you're, what am I trying to say?
Right.
If you're a judge of character.
And if it's a big deal breaker, in the you know what I mean? If you're kind of wishy-washy on someone, maybe give it a second date. But
I feel like we had a dating coach call in on our podcast, and she said you should at least give someone two dates.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
you
hard
probably
enough.
Should.
I know, but it's hard enough to get
but
me on the first.
But there are some that I think you, when you know, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think there's some that are within the first 5 minutes.
For sure.
How do I get out of this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Your nails look really good, Tanya. I just want to tell you that.
Oh, thank you so much.
Are they gel?
It's called Kiss the Bride.
They're really pretty. Yeah.
Thank you.
Pretty complimented, Becca, too.
Thank you.
I got some little jazz to mine.
Oh, wow. Glitter on the nails.
Yeah, shout out to Nail Swag for that. Anyways, 3-date minimum, we already did that. Kelsey, hope that was helpful for you. So what did we say? You should maybe give them a second date. I don't know if three's necessary.
Don't feel bad about cutting them off after the first date.
Yeah.
If you know, don't waste your time. Don't waste his time.
There's no minimum. So just follow your heart. This next one I really like. This is from Anonymous, who works at a hospital.
Oh. We love her already.
Yes. I work at a hospital, go figure. I meet people all the time, but this one guy I just recently met suddenly stood out to me, and I'm pretty content in life where I'm not really looking for a relationship nor need one. Who wouldn't mind if it happened, you know? Well, I keep running into him, which I'm not sure what that even means or if I should take it as a sign or whatever. But anyways, he's super cute, and I come to find out through some friends that work at the hospital, he's actually 35. He looks nowhere near that age. Well, it obviously took me by surprise, and for the record, I'm only 23. We've sparked up great conversations the times we've run into each other and all, before I came to even find out how old he was, and he just seems like a great guy in general. He intrigues me so much, but I should be thinking about this because of the age difference. I've asked some of my friends about it, and they all seem to be 50-50 on the whole age thing. Not sure whether I should be freaked out or not, but I mean, people are always dating people that are nowhere near their age. I don't know if I'm thinking too much into it. May nothing come of it, but I just want to get y'all perspective. Help! So, I don't know where you guys stand on this. I mean, the thing is that may not look, that's a pretty considerable age difference. I think 23 to 35.
12 years.
Yeah. And I think when you're at that part of your life, you're going through a lot of changes and, you know, just in all aspects of your life. I don't know how well you're going to be able to relate to each other. So I'm not saying run away from it. I'm just saying that it's probably going to be an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's not right off the bat, maybe down the road there might be.
I mean, something. I've always been a person that says age is just a number. Like, I've never been, like, I've always been attracted to older men because I'm, like, a little bit of a grandma. Like, right. bed early, and I just, I don't
it
know.
It depends on her as well.
Right. Yeah. You know? So I've always been, like, a fan of dating older. But I will say, I think I was 26, and I went out with, like, a 43-year-old. And he looked really good. Like, he, like, looked super hot. Yeah, it was a big age
difference. Yeah, I'm just trying to do the math.
And it was, everything was, we totally were clicking, like vibing. Mm-hmm. The only thing is, like, he kept saying, I lived in Asia for 8 years. I did this for 10 years. I did, and I kind of was like fresh out of, you know, I was like, I've been out of college for 3 or 4 years, you know? Yeah. And that's where I think, like, you start to run into the, like, you've had so much more life experience mm-hmm. than me. And not that he ever made me feel like I was, like, dumb or I, you know what I mean, like, he never made me feel inferior because of it, but I was always just kind of like, we're not really lined up in our lives, right. So I think, like, you know, age is just a number, and I think you can click with people that are older, but I think when it really gets down to it and you mm-hmm. get into a relationship, there's gonna be that kind of not mesh well.
Yeah I mean, it kind of depends on her and who she, like, what are her hobbies, what is she like doing, like, what is she interested in right now,
right.
23 is really young, and I know people who got married younger than 23 and were ready for it. However, I think there's a lot that happened to me from 23 to 29 where I am now that at 23 I was like, oh, I could be ready to settle down and, you know, have kids and everything. But in my life now, I'm like, I can't imagine having done that. But I also feel like maybe he's in a place where he's a young 35 and right. hasn't done a lot as far as experience, and they don't have that much of a disconnect in that area.
Right. I mean, it's too hard. He works at a hospital.
I know.
Without knowing either of them, like, it's too hard to even say.
Yeah.
She's just gonna have to feel it out for real.
Because is he a doctor at the hospital? I mean, aren't you like in what's it called, residency until you're like 32 or something? So he might just be like.
That's all he's ever done.
Yeah.
I mean, she should, if she likes him, I say get to know him. Don't write it off immediately.
Yeah, but don't write it off immediately.
Be prepared.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't sound like she's someone who's, like, desperate for a relationship either. It sounds like she's kind of like, oh, if someone interests me, then I'll consider it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that this guy intrigues her enough and has held her attention at this point, it's like, I don't think that comes around, at least for me, and she seems like she's a little bit more like me. Like, I don't think that comes around so often where you're, like, that intrigued with someone to just write it off because of an age gap.
Yeah.
Well, hope that was some help, Anonymous. Go for it.
Yeah. Go for it.
This one, I think you guys would really dig. It should be at the bottom of your stack. It's from Elle. And she was an extra on Grey's Anatomy.
Oh.
And has some insight. So Elle says, after the last episode, I thought I'd reach out and give some insight into being an extra on Grey's Anatomy. A few years ago, I had the pleasure of being in a couple scenes. Yes, including one with our dearly beloved Derek Shepherd and Meredith Grey.
Oh.
As for your question of how the surgeries go on the table, it's actually a plastic mannequin. It doesn't even have a head. The insides are covered in fake blood that are squirted on by a makeup artist in between each take. Crazy, right? It really is a testament to how incredible the actors on the show are to get so emotional and raw. Lots of love, Elle. That is so cool.
I
know. I wonder what episode she was in.
Elle, feel free to reach back in with the exact episode and timestamp that you're in.
Yes.
We'd all like to review it.
Yes.
Have you ever watched Grey's Anatomy?
It's been so long. I did. And then I just kind of.
I mean, but yeah, long. When did you stop? Like season 7?
I don't remember, but I loved it.
Yeah.
I did. And then life got so busy and then I just fell off.
Yeah.
But it was so good.
I mean, the beginning season.
Yeah.
It's so great.
It got kind of bad for a little bit.
Maybe that's where you fell off.
A lot of people fell off. We like stayed mm-hmm. strong, but it's in a place now where I'm a little bit angry. But it really
I didn't even watch the one from this week yet.
Wow.
I haven't either.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. Let's do another email.
Let's see. How about. Ooh, I like this one from Cassandra. Tanya's stomach issues.
Tanya's stomach issues.
Yeah, I have GI issues.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
So Cassandra writes in saying, Can I just start by saying I love you all? Becca and Tanya, you two are amazing role models for women, and I love the friendship you two share. Mark and Easton, you two are so awesome. I could listen to you talk both all day. I'm happy that Becca posted a picture in the Facebook group so I could put a face to everyone's name. My question is for Tanya. I know you have stomach issues like I do. I get anxiety about going out for dinner at restaurants or at friends' houses because of how unpredictable my stomach is. Do you ever feel this way too? How do I get over it? Thanks, guys. Love you so much. Cassandra from Canada.
I love this email so much because it's a daily battle, because sometimes cheese can have no effect on me. Mm. And then other days, most days, it can really steer me the wrong direction. Mm. And I feel like I'm always constantly like dealing with my issues. So she has anxiety when she goes out. Yeah. So I say, Cassandra, figure out what your triggers are with your stomach. I feel like you have to like really be aware of like what you're eating and how you feel after you eat it. I always have Gas X with me. It's another tip. And I say like I have really bad anxiety when I go on dates because a lot of guys will just like order for the table and you're like, I can't have that. That has like so much dairy in it, and I will just like not be fun.
And then they think you don't eat.
Yeah.
And
so,
it's not bad.
Yeah. It's like a whole thing. So I say, if you have anxiety, like when you're going out to eat with somebody, always order like something very, that's, you know, it's going to be good with your stomach. Always order that. Have a bite of whatever he orders, and you just have to know your triggers and stay far away from them. Yeah. That's how I live my life.
Just got to build that stomach of steel with McDonald's, like Robin and I have.
Like fast food, can really get me bad.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume if you don't eat it on a semi-regular basis,
but
she just needs to
start eating McDonald's every day.
Yeah, you just got to build your GI system.
That's right.
Yeah, Cassandra, take whoever's advice you want here.
No, I do. I know I have a lot of friends, and they've had to figure out like what makes it bad and actually like cut it out.
Yeah,
not do it.
And
just,
like the most random things too. Like one of my friends gets like a really bad reaction when she eats bell peppers. I don't know. Mine's dairy. Dairy just.
I feel like dairy is pretty common.
Sends me.
Do you guys order for you a lot? Mm-hmm. Like out to dinner? That's the thing?
Yeah.
No. You never had someone say the lady will have the linguine and white clam sauce and a Coke with no ice?
You imagine?
The lady. I think I'd get up and walk out.
I've ordered for male friends of mine. Just like when we go around the table, like, hey, what do you think about getting? And like, oh, I think I'm gonna have the steak Madeira. I'm like, oh, cool. And then I'll order mine, and before he can say something, I'm like, and the gentleman will have the steak Madeira, please. It's a fun parlor trick. But
well, I feel like if I'm on a date with a guy and he's been to the restaurant before, and he's like, do you want me to just order some things I've had, and like we'll just share? I'm like, it's cool. But if he's like, I'll handle this.
No, I've never had anybody.
A chance, no. Then. Because I'm kind of picky. I know what I like. Yeah. I could see where if you had stomach problems, that would definitely give me anxiety.
Totally. Like, he's like, the clam. If somebody ordered me linguine with clam sauce, I'd be like, oh.
Have like a cheese plate and mac and cheese and pizza.
Oh, really?
Sounds delightful.
Delightful.
Yeah. So I think you got some good advice there, Cassandra. I hope you were taking notes.
Yeah, GasX is your friend.
GasX is your friend. Get the use promo code Tanya. And get just kidding. For now.
Oh, guy won't initiate anything.
I was looking at that one, too. I like this. This is from Becky and Rachel. They were sitting side by side, each typing with one hand. Dear Becca and Tanya, my best friend Rachel and I love listening to your podcast. We are always discussing the weekly content and love getting your dating advice. We have a situation that we have been going back and forth on quite frequently for the last few months. Rachel has a crush on this guy who is a friend of a friend. We've been seeing him on occasion in group settings for the past 9 months, and they seem to have a lot of chemistry, and he seems to give off the vibe that he could be interested. He's great in person, but then never reaches out or makes an effort. Rachel seems to be the one always initiating things. Recently, Rachel reached out and set up plans for just the two of them. She felt the connection, but nothing romantic came of it. Now, keep in mind, this guy is known to be bad at making plans and with communication. We couldn't help but think, what would Becca and Tanya do? Should Rachel just tell him how she feels, or is this a classic, he's just not that into you? Thanks in advance.
Tanya, I think we need to discuss what you don't get, you know, what you don't get that we talked about on the other podcast.
Yeah, why guys want to be friends.
Yeah.
So annoying.
Let's hear it.
I don't want to, why do guys want to be friends? I want to date you. I don't want to be your friend.
Yeah.
If you don't want to date me, I don't want to be your friend.
Right.
Right?
Exactly. You got enough friends.
Yes.
But do you have guy friends? Like, yeah. Especially before you were married, did you have guy friends? You dated Ish. All of them.
Yeah. I dated all of them.
If they were cute and you were interested, really, you dated them.
I mean, not like, no.
See, I'm with you.
I mean, ish. Not really, to be honest with you.
Because you were interested and they were, I mean, or they were like interested and you were.
I wouldn't have guy friends that I thought were attractive.
Right.
What would be the point of that?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that would just be weird.
And annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If I thought they were cute, I would, I don't know. That would be weird.
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying for her to, like, make it. What do you want her to do?
No. I was also thinking about the text you got from.
Oh, God.
I feel like we need to address that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's answer this and then we'll address that.
Okay.
Oh, I feel like if this is me.
Can I just say, like,
yeah,
if there's a guy that I'm interested in, I want him to be crazy about me.
Yeah.
I don't want a guy to be lukewarm about me. I don't care if he's bad at communicating or whatever. No, next. Like, if you're not crazy about me and excited about me and, you know, forget it.
And make me question it.
Right.
Yeah.
There's no better feeling than being with somebody who just can't wait to see you. They're so excited to talk to you or so excited for that next date. That's really the feeling that you want to have. You don't want to be like guesswork, like, I don't know. Well, I need to reach out to him or I need to try. Every woman wants to be wanted and desired. It's like human nature for the guy to be the one that makes the move and is the aggressor. You know, I don't know what our society has become where now we as women are like having to reach out. But, you know, it's all the texting and it's this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Before it was like, they would call, they would make the plans, they would set up the dates. It was so much better. There was so much more chivalry, you know? Now it's like, I don't like where it's become, you know, what's happened.
I think they say that, like, just guys are also a little bit shy. Guys need, like, a little more affirmation that, like, they should make the move.
Because it's not the way it used to be.
Yeah.
Women are so much more forward now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just have always felt like, and it was just, maybe it was just the way I was raised, but it was like, if a guy wants you, you're going to know.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, even if you don't reciprocate it, like, you're going to know that he wants you.
For sure.
And I've never really, like, I've always been able to tell if a guy likes me or not.
Because
the guys that like me and want me, it's very obvious. I don't have to question it.
And don't we like that?
Yes.
As women, we like that.
Yeah.
And
we don't like the guesswork.
If you have to question it, he's not trying to flirt with you. I mean, how many times have I come to you and been like, is this guy like hitting on me or is this just not? And I'm like, if I'm even questioning it, no.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, there's a scenario where this guy's really into her, but he's just super shy. And if that's the case, like, I mean, he needs to, I don't like this phrase, but he needs to man up.
Man
you know,
up.
Like, for real.
Yes.
Like, I'm a very nervous person, but when I was involved with a lady I liked, I would spend my entire day thinking of a reason to call her.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I saw this cloud that reminded me of you. You know, something like that. And,
of course.
And even that was able, like, that desire is able to break through any type of shyness or nervousness, you know?
Yeah.
So he's probably not that into you, Rachel.
Yeah, you should, Rachel, watch the movie. It'll give you some tips. I watch it weekly.
She's just not that. He's just not that into you.
Yeah,
I watch it weekly.
I do.
There's a book too, right?
Yeah, but like I relate to the character Gigi so much that I'm just like I don't know, it just makes me feel good. So go watch that movie and move on from this loser.
Yeah. Move on.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. I mean, it doesn't mean that he's a loser. It just means you want to be with someone who you deserve to not have to question if someone's into.
Yeah, but if he's not into Rachel, I already know I like Rachel. Then he's a loser.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Move on from that loser.
Yeah. Bye.
We don't have time. It's not worth like having to question things and wonder if you're supposed to say something.
No.
No.
It's exhausting.
What is this? It is exhausting. Like, men should be men and, you know, go after what they want. I don't like this whole thing now where it's like you're having to question.
I'm a big fan of dropping the handkerchief, meaning like
sure.
Like, drop a little hint that you're attracted to them or, like, want them
That's fine.
Yeah.
But then pick up the handkerchief.
Yeah, they need to pick it up. They need to pick it up.
Come on, pick it up.
Hand them the handkerchief.
No, just drop the handkerchief. Drop it. Yeah. I can't put it in your back pocket for
right.
you.
Like, these guys want you to put it in a t-shirt can and just be firing it down the street.
Yeah.
While I sit on the couch.
Yeah.
You want to be pursued. You want to feel special. Yeah. And, you know?
Yeah.
Do you know who was pursued?
Phoebe.
Phoebe Tilly.
Yeah. Phoebe.
You're getting so good
Have you
this
seen
time.
My dog, Phoebe?
Yes.
She's the greatest thing in my life. The biggest love in my life.
Literally.
She is a queen. Everyone knows and loves. Everyone who knows her loves her.
Like, I would be jealous of how much time Becca spends with Phoebe if I didn't love Phoebe as much as
right.
I do.
But Phoebe's, okay, Phoebe likes everyone else kind of more than me. And I'm just having to accept it. I feel like I'm
jealous.
The mom, and she's like hanging out with all her friends. And she's like, Mom, like, leave me
Go
alone.
Away.
I'm trying to hang out
yeah.
with my friends. And then eventually she's going to appreciate me more.
Yeah.
I've just like taken it. I'm not trying not to jump the gun. You
yeah.
know? Not get jealous Important. Or weird. But she got a BarkBox a few weeks ago. And she, those are her favorite toys.
Oh, that's
do you have,
cute.
Do you have pets?
Mm-hmm.
How do you have?
A golden retriever.
Oh. Have you ever tried BarkBox?
Uh-uh.
It's a subscription box for dogs, and they send you like treats and toys, and it's like specified Aww. To the dog's size and their
no
breed.
Way.
It mm-hmm. is the cutest thing.
Yeah.
And they have a theme every month. Like, I mean, every box that they send out, there's a different theme. So hers was like, it
oh, yeah.
was,
what was
like
hers?
Medieval time. So it was like a queen with like a crown and all the treats. It was what? Everything to that
they
theme.
They have a Pooh York City.
Yeah.
Brooklyn hipster, bark Cute. Ball.
Country fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so they, like I said, I sent my mom and their puppy one too. And my mom's like, the treats that they had in there are her favorite ones to chew on. So I haven't had anyone who knows what BarkBox is say that they didn't love it.
Yeah.
So it's like new toys every month. They have like squeaky toys, which can be annoying, but she loves them. So I love her. And if your dog doesn't like something in the box, they'll send you something that they'll love for free. Because
yeah.
they're all about the dog's happiness.
Yeah. And there's free shipping on BarkBox within the U.S.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
It says I love this. It says when your dog falls in love with something from the box, you can easily find it again on BarkShop.com, which is their app, or you can text them. So you just choose your dog size, choose a plan, and then you circle the 15th of the month on your calendar because that's when the BarkBox ship.
Yep. Mm. So what do they have to do?
Well, for a free extra month of BarkBox, you can visit BarkBox.com/Becca when you subscribe to a 6 or 12 month plan. So once again, that's BarkBox.com/Becca.
Becca!
Let's try again. That's BarkBox.com/Becca.
Wait, I know I'm trying to get like the right note.
Maybe
but that's not it. Let's try it again. Let's focus and do this right.
Okay.
You're going. Let me hear what your note is.
Becca.
No,
Becca.
That's not it. Go to do it again.
Becca.
Becca.
No, I go. Becca.
Becca. Go.
Becca.
Becca.
Yeah, that's it. That's good.
So high, Tanya.
I can go higher.
Okay, I like it.
All
ready,
right, so once again, ready? It's BarkBox.com/Becca.
That was good.
The choir angels, look at that.
Yay, we got it.
Oh, that was great. Yeah, so I wanted to talk about this earlier, but I forgot until we got Rachel and Becky's email.
Oh, wait, by the way, I have to shout out one of our listeners
okay.
that obviously listens to the podcast because this is the only place I've talked about my big love for Big Sean, like my crush on Big Sean. But I posted a video of me like saying I'm learning Big Sean's raps or whatever, and I tagged him in it, and she responded, and she said the very 2018 way of dropping the handkerchief. I was like,
oh, I love it.
That's so true.
Nice.
Yeah. It is.
Are you still moving in on Big Sean?
No, I mean, he's got Zhang Aiko. How do you say her name? Janae Aiko.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to like be a homewrecker, but in the off chance that he is ever single,
that might be very soon.
Yes. I was gonna say, I don't know if we want to talk about that, but very soon. Okay, so you got a text from a guy that you went on what, like two dates with?
Yeah.
He lives in New York.
Yeah.
And he sent you a text. I was going to preface it, but I want you to just
It's just so
it.
Bizarre. So I've gone out with him like twice.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent me a text message very lengthy text message basically saying, and I'm not going to say like what he does or whatever, but he's having a change of heart in terms of like profession and like wants to maybe start something new, move to the West Coast, you know, want to pick your brain. And I'm just like sitting here reading this thinking, what? Like, I wanted to date you. Like, I actually was sad because I wanted to date him. I like wanted to do like, I was like down for a long distance. Like, I liked him and I felt like sad that he didn't want to date. I felt rejected.
Yeah.
And now he's like asking me like what I think like, he should do advice. With his life. I was like, this is so bizarre.
And it bugs me because I like, we have texted about this guy and like, your feelings were hurt by him and how he handled after y'all went on the dates. And I get it, like y'all live across the country, but he could have handled it much better. But to come and ask you for like
how long after
advice,
did he text you after you dated?
Oh, like, this has been a while. I mean, it's been like over a year.
Do you think this is worse, his lame attempt at trying to date you again, though?
That's what I'm thinking. He's trying to get back in there.
Yeah. You guys,
I am
hello.
Not here for it.
Yeah. Becca's like, no
I
way.
I am like, don't even.
Maybe.
I don't like it.
I mean,
but even
he's just trying to strike up conversation with you.
One. Oh, yeah. So then I sent back like a, you know, very thoughtful response. And I was like, you know, only you can make that decision for yourself. I don't know what you should do with your life. But if you need like recommendations with where to live when you move over here, like I can definitely help you out. And he basically responded with a very nice text back saying like, but I owe you dinner even if it's just friends.
See,
even if it's just friends.
Easton,
he said even if it's just friends.
This is like
because
saying,
he's trying to just it's an easy out, like in case you rejected him, he's trying to save face.
Oh, how do you
guys? What
exactly.
is wrong
no,
with
but
you?
See, this bugs me because he like will respond to her like. If she posts a photo of like at an event or something, he'll be like, whoa, like comment on her Instagram and stuff.
Wow.
But he never like has made any initiative to like take her out again or.
Yeah, it's weird. It's so bizarre.
Where does he live?
New York.
I mean, not that he can just take her out on a Friday night, but like call her, see how she's doing. I don't know. I feel like he's just squirm.
Yeah, Becca's not a fan.
Squirm.
If this is the same person I'm thinking of from the first time around, total squirm.
Okay. All right. He's out.
Yeah.
And the whole, like, I need some advice about moving to the West Coast. That's like on Seinfeld when the guy bet that Dustin Hoffman was in Star Wars or else you have to take him to dinner. Because then if you say no, it's not getting turned down for a date.
Yeah, right.
This is exactly the same thing. So it's just a lame Trojan horse to get a
totally
date.
Went over
here's my
head.
Thing. I know in my heart of hearts that if he moves out here and asks Tawny to go out, she's probably going to go to dinner with him.
Of course
him.
She will. Look at
I
her.
I know that, yeah.
She's no, because I have my eye on the prize. Tebow.
Oh, okay.
Not, I'm not saying I'm not going to go out with other guys, but like I think that like maybe 6 months ago I would have.
She's already exclusive with him.
Yeah. We talk about him like they're boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah, totally. Not that I'm not going to go out with other guys.
That's so embarrassing. Like this, people listen to this.
Hope he's not listening. Yeah, more than ever.
And on that note.
So you're saying you won't go out with him?
Now I have such like a clear like I'm not I know what I'm worth and I'm not giving discounts anymore.
Oh,
whoa, that was good.
Because he didn't treat me right. Like, what am I doing?
We are not giving discounts anymore. That's the Oprah line of the week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No.
There we go. Mm-hmm. No more discounts.
Nope.
That is so good.
For the squirms.
Nope.
Oh, yeah. You were on medical dramas, which
I thought of another one that I
did.
What? This hasn't even been on yet.
What?
Code Black.
Oh, yeah, you just recently did that one.
Oh, wow.
Is it as glamorous as it seems? Watching medical shows, the love stories, the on-call rooms, everything?
Glamorous? I guess. Just Chicago Hope was really fun. I know what she, the girl that was emailing about the, you know, the operating table.
Yeah.
I know all of those things because I was right there doing all that stuff on Chicago Hope.
That's
and you,
so
and cool. It's so cool because, like, they'll have... the chest, you know, like the, I don't know what
chest
it's made
cavity.
Of. The chest cavity. I can't think of what it's like, kind of rubbery. And they'll have it open. And then the body will go underneath. I don't know how you can see what I'm doing. But you'll, the body, the head will go butt up against the chest.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So the head's here. and the legs are down here and the table's here, right? So
it looks so like an actual human body underneath the like underneath, dummy thing.
And then they'll be able to cut it.
Right.
It's so cool.
Oh, Robin is gesturing to her neck right about now.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm. So many
then I had
secrets.
Scenes with like Mandy Patinkin, and he seemed like such a real doctor, you know, and I would have to hand him the tools exactly like the scalpel and this. And then if I did it wrong, he'd be like, again. And I'm like, oh, gosh.
Whoa.
I don't know, like,
and he's not even a doctor.
I loved him so much. Though. No, but he convinced me that he was. I was like, oh, I don't know. I'm not really a nurse, Mandy. I don't really know what I'm doing. You have to hand them exactly, like smack them in the hand exactly right, you know?
Yeah, they have. I feel like they have like medical professionals on set.
Oh,
to
they
make
do.
Sure all that stuff
they do.
Is like accurate.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I'll shout out to Linda Klein because she's actually on. She was on Chicago Hope, and now she's a producer on Grey's Anatomy. She's my girl, and she was on Doogie Howser.
All right.
Oh.
So.
Wow. Oh, we love her. What's her name?
Linda Klein.
Linda Klein. Should we have Linda Klein on?
Yeah. You should. She's amazing. You'd love her so much. She's the best.
I just want to be on a medical drama one day, even if I'm like in the background, just
no. Grey's Anatomy, shoot for the stars.
Yeah,
Grey's Anatomy. I want to be in the background, just like wheeling around.
Background? You want to be a guest star?
No, I don't know. I'd be like so nervous. I want to.
Yeah. Like no
disaster.
Lines. Just have us like.
I just need to be like there, so I can be like, Grey's Anatomy. Have my name in the
background.
Ex girl in wheelchair.
Yeah, or like in the ER room when they're like doing all the like, you know, rushing
or like
around.
One of the weird random doctors who's in the gallery and you're like
totally just
that?
Watching. Yeah.
Yeah, who's that stranger? Than me. I'm the stranger. Okay, we have to wrap, unfortunately, but I wanted to say thank you to our sponsors, BarkBox, Wink, and
Quip.
And thank you to our guest of honor, Miss
Robin
Lively.
Yay, that was so
She's
much
the
fun.
Best ever. Thank you so much. Keep the emails coming, scrubbingin@iheartmedia.com. Ask to join the Facebook group that's Scrubbing In on Facebook. Is there anything else? Am I missing anything?
No, but maybe we can each come up with a list of guys that we're going to use your like, oh, the Maggie Bean catfish thing.
You're
that can
the
be your homework.
With the quotes. Mine was real.
I know, but like, I feel like that we should each do it next week.
We're just picking random guys?
Hell yeah.
Like how though? On our Discover page?
Whoever we want. We could reach out to
Chris Evans would be a great example.
Chris Pine. Oh yeah, not Chris Evans. Wait.
Yes, Chris Evans, Captain America.
No. Chris
Who
Pratt.
Am I thinking of?
I want Chris Pratt.
Yeah, Chris Pratt.
Any one of the Avengers will do.
Yes.
I love Chris Pratt. Do you know Chris Pratt?
No, but go for
do
him.
Do we know anyone who knows him?
I'm sure we do.
Which one's the Chris that I liked? With the
you like Chris Pine.
Pine.
Yeah. Right. On Wonder Woman.
Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
Pratt.
Yeah, Pratt.
Okay, next week. Stay tuned.
Yeah, next week I'm messaging Chris Pratt.
Okay, so now Robin,
yes,
you're gonna call Time of Death.
What is that?
It's the death of the podcast. So
what do I do?
We've got a clock up here.
Yes.
And if you want to call Time of Death and then read out the time, we can pronounce this podcast DOA.
But you also have to do it in
military time,
as the doctors do.
So it would be. Like 15:50:43.
You're a natural. So time of death?
Time of death, 15:50:48.
I think they're hanging on. Oh, no.
What? Oh, 14. That was 14. Whoops.
Wait, I had that same thought.
Wrong.
I literally, but then I thought I was so dumb that I was like, oh, Robin, for sure knows the idea.